Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Mogadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Mahler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Rick Mahler. And now, play ball. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Mogadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mogadan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Larkin moves to third. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morris strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ester hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mahler hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Magadan moves to second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Sabo reaches second base with a double. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sabo moves to third. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sabo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooden bunts towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Ester covering, for the out. Elster moves to second. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Boston. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Ester batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ester is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ester hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mahler is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Magadan trying to get to third. O'Neill throws the ball into Sabo, who tags Magadan for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gooden fires to first and picks off Sabo. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Mets, 3, Reds, 3. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Ron Ester batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ester is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ester hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Mariano Duncan now playing second base. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Jeffries moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sabo moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morris strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boston bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Dibble now pitching. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes McReynolds. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. McReynolds steals second. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Hundley reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. Elster moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elster scores. Hundley scores. O'Malley moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Malley tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Mets. Tim Leina now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Larkin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Neill strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Strawberry moves to third. 2 outs. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Boston. The throw from Oliver, and Duncan drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Strawberry scores. It's 8-3, Mets. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Mets. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sabo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Sabo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Tim Leina. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.